St. Helens started its ominous rumblings on March the 20th. Within a week it was erupting magma, albeit in modest amounts, up to 100 times a day, and being constantly shaken with earthquakes. People were evacuated to what was assumed to be a safe distance of 8 miles. As the mountain's rumblings grew, St. Helens became a tourist attraction for the world. Newspapers gave daily reports on the best places to get a view. Television crews repeatedly flew in helicopters to the summit, and people were even seen climbing over the mountain. On one day, more than 70 copters and light aircraft circled the summit. But as the days passed and the rumblings failed to develop into anything dramatic, people grew restless, and the view became general that the volcano wasn't going to blow after all. On April the 19th, the northern flank of the mountain began to bulge conspicuously. Remarkably, no one in a position of responsibility saw that this strongly signalled a lateral blast. The seismologists resolutely based their conclusions on the behaviour of Hawaiian volcanoes, which don't blow out sideways. Almost the only person who believed that something really bad might happen was Jack Hyde, a geology professor at a community college in Tacoma. He pointed out that St. Helens didn't have an open vent, as Hawaiian volcanoes have, so any pressure building up inside was bound to be released dramatically and probably catastrophically. However, Hyde was not part of the official team, and his observations attracted little notice. We all know what happened next. At 8:32 a.m. on a Sunday morning, May the 18th, the north side of the volcano collapsed, sending an enormous avalanche of dirt and rock rushing down the mountain slope at 150 miles an hour. It was the biggest landslide in human history, and carried enough material to bury the whole of Manhattan to a depth of 400 feet. A minute later, its flank severely weakened, St. Helens exploded with a force of 500 Hiroshima-sized atomic bombs, shooting out a murderous hot cloud at up to 650 miles an hour, much too fast, clearly, for anyone nearby to outrace. Many people who were thought to be in safe areas, often far out of sight of the volcano, were overtaken. 57 people were killed. 23 of the bodies were never found. The toll would have been much higher, except that it was a Sunday. Had it been a weekday, many lumber workers would have been working within the death zone. As it was, people were killed 18 miles away.